I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. This is Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest.
Hi, everybody!
Hi, everyone!
Welcome to another episode of Pinachismo!
My name is Nina Duran, a.k.a. Little Frijolita.
And I'm Samantha Najera, a.k.a. La Chismosa.
La Chismosa.
Lil Chismosa.
Lil Chismosa.
That's
you
right.
You have to have the Lil.
Welcome!
That's the opening of a recent webcast by Bean and Chisme. Its creators, Nina Duran and Samantha Najera, used the live stream to give voice and empowerment to the Latino community in San Antonio and to talk about the things they can't talk about in their professional lives. Nina Duran is a co-creator of the show. She's probably best known as the former publisher and co-owner of La Prensa, the first bilingual publication in Texas that closed in 2018, a year after the death of her father, La Prensa's founder, Florentino Tino Duran. Bean and Chisme's other co-creator is Samantha Najera, CEO of Heartfire Media. That's a creative marketing firm specializing in video production, social media strategy, graphic design, and PR consulting. The Bean and Chisme webcast has caught fire on social media, particularly with skits starring Duran's and Najera's alter egos, Frijolita and Little Chismosa, a couple of San Antonio hood rats. More on that later. In October, Bean and Chisme released a remake of the Cheech and Chong song Mexican American, heard in 1980s Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Mexican American speaks Spanglish, we're bilinguals, makes people angry. Relax, gringo, I'm legal. Mexican Americans buy hashitos, eat pickles, eat raspas, but don't pay their bills.
That's true.
Mexican-American.
Some people might say these characterizations are stereotypical or even offensive, but they're meant to be unfiltered, satirical, and as we'll hear later, a way to honor an upbringing unique to certain San Antonians. And more importantly, they're meant to make you laugh. And you'll hear a lot of laughing in this conversation with Bean and Chisme's co-founders Nina Duran and Samantha Najera, who told us how this collaboration came to be.
I was at Heartfire Media, you know, we're a creative video and marketing agency. And so I wanted to be on the forefront of live streaming and kind of understand the technology better. But also, I like to create content. You know, I like to do videos. I like to be on YouTube. I like to do little contests here and there. I have this thing in my newsletter called Badass of the Week. So I'm always trying different things. And I approached a good friend of mine who had live streaming equipment. And I was like, hey, like, what's some sort of show that I can do where I can, you know, continue what I've already been doing, but maybe take it up a notch? And so he was like, okay, well, let me see what your vibe is on the YouTube channel you have now. He went to my YouTube channel and he saw a video of Nina and I talking about how we saved La Prensa millions of dollars and like what we were doing. And so he said, who is that Nina girl you did that one video with a couple years ago? And I was like, oh, that's my good friend Nina. Yeah. And he was like, you guys are hilarious. Like, if you're going to invest in this, because it's going to take a lot of time, it's going to take some money, do it with her. And I was like, well, let me ask Nina if she's even interested. Ask Nina. And she was like, I'm down.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And that was it.
And it was funny, too, because even prior to that, we had people that would either come in and they'd have a meeting with Sam and I or just see our interaction together. And we would always have people telling us, like, y'all need to put cameras up in this room. Like, if people just saw
heard
what you guys were talking about, people would think, like, well, one, that we're crazy, but two, I think it's so easy even for both of us, you know, a lot of us, we get so caught up on social media and people tend to look at Sam and I and think like, oh, these girls are super successful. They're probably balling in money, you know, no problems, this and that. And it's like, little do they know all the crap that happens behind the scenes, like just trying to get Bean and Chisme off the ground. I mean, just all these tiny little things that happen that it seems like everything is awesome once we're out there, but there's just a ton of stuff that happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so look at Nina alone. In the midst of being in Chisme, being created and started, La Prensa was going through its own novella.
Yeah.
And she was personally having to deal with the death of her father,
it was
handling his legacy and, you know, moving forward. So there's just so much that that went into it.
And then what a lot of people don't know, too, is even to this day, Heartfire Media is a big part of why we have Bean and Cheese. Like, it's things don't just happen. Like, you need money and you need a budget to do things. And so even, like, we're launching this, and even Heartfire Media at that time was going through its own set of changes. You know, it was really hard to find the right people for Heartfire, and even now, like, for Bean and Cheese Man, because we have to work with people who are passionate about what we do and who see not the now, but see the vision. I firmly believe, and I tell people all the time, I'm like, man, if it wasn't the reason why this is even working is because of what Sam brings to the table, you know, and because of her background and owning the business and all this stuff. And so it's just kind of cool the way everything just... it just works, you know, it works really well. So we're having a ton of fun, though.
Yeah. So I got to ask about the name, Bean and Cheese Man. How'd you come up with that?
Okay. Nina gets this credit story. For this. So we had a brainstorming meeting mm-hmm. with, you know, our little crew at the time. And it was like, how do we say something like so magical, so mm-hmm. attention grabbing, but it's also funny? So, and we started thinking about famous duos like Gordo y La Flaca, mm-hmm. Wayne and Garth, you know, Laverne and Shirley, like we were
Cheech
kind of
thinking,
Cheech and Chong, big yeah. one. So we just started like saying ridiculous things mm-hmm. and we're like, okay, that's like rated X, so we can't say that. And then Nina just blurted it out. She's it like, Bean and Cheese It. And we were like, ah, we started laughing. Like, that's awesome. And me being the super critical business-minded person, I was like, well, you know, let's go to sleep on it. Let's think. Let's just not, you know, off the top of our heads, like, go with that one. No. I was like, Nina. Even the next day. I was like, that's it. There's no moving on. Yeah. I think that's it.
It's just one of those moments where you say something and you just know, like, oh, man.
Yes.
Okay. This is it. And we looked it up and we were just really surprised.
There was nothing.
There was nothing out there.
I can't imagine anybody else being called Bean and Cheese. It's like such a random choice of two words to
right?
put together.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're not from South Texas. So why would you put those two? You know, if you don't understand
the
what
bean
a bean cheese taco is.
Then yeah. Because that's where it all starts is the bean and cheese taco. And so, but that's how the name just kind of, but Bean and Cheese Man just kind of worked out perfectly because it gives the two people, it has that South Texas spin on it. It's a pun, which I just love. I mean, our show, if you watch it, like, we love to, like, talk about the cheese man. It's just, it brings the fun into it. It brings the entertainment aspect.
You know, the Hispanic community is all about cheese man.
Oh, my gosh.
I get together with my mom every day, and it's cheese man up and down.
That's how we survive. Yeah. Like, I want to make a shirt that says runs on cheese man because
for sure.
I can't do it without the cheese man.
And it's so true. And what's funny is you just said you and your mom. And that's one thing, too, that we've noticed. People will always ask us, like, what's your demo? Like, who watches you? And it's crazy because we've got the 25-year-olds. I think our main demo is, like, 25 to 44. But we have the, like, the abuelitas and the tías that are, like, over 60 and 70 that are, like, these girls are loquitas, you know, and they but they love it. I think there's a part of them that it feels like home. They love the chisme. They can grab their little cafecito and do their thing. And so that never changes, at least with women. Even when we're 87 years old, we're going to want the chisme.
So how did you guys get started with the webcast?
So as soon as we came up with the name, we just started thinking of the concept. What's the concept going to be and who's going to be our crew? How are we going to do this? And so the technology with Facebook Live was fairly new. And so we had to kind of figure out like what the format was, what the timing was. But at the end of the day, the first show was just like, what are some funny things that we already talk about that most people don't say out loud? And so I think the first one was like, why do girls like show their...
you know, their boobies.
Their cleave.
And stuff.
Like,
exactly.
Why are they doing that? But then they get mad when a dude hits them up in the DM, which is Messenger. Like, hey, girl.
And we took it even further towards, like, the moms, right? They're like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my son or my daughter. But it's just, like, all boobs. Like, come on. That wasn't about your kid. That was about, you know.
Yeah. Or they'll leave a, you know, a biblical scripture, like, you know, for I know the plans I have for you with their big old, like, really, girl? Is that what you really want
just
right now? Like, just
selfie.
Be real. Like, just be real, you know? Yeah. So we talked about those kind of things. And I don't remember. Mm-hmm. What else did we have on our first show?
We had
prizes.
We did.
That was a really big component.
Yes.
It was like
having
prizes, but not just rinky-dink prizes, like bomb prizes, because we knew that would pull people to not just watch, but stay the whole time to watch.
So now we average about over 1,000 comments
a
show. And it's funny because so many things are giveaway driven, especially in San Antonio. We love our free stuff.
We really like that.
You know, it is what it is, but so much has changed.
And it's just been a year.
I know.
That's what's crazy about it. In 1 year, a lot has changed. And I think the big, I guess, catalyst, or I don't know, what something that changed the game was that you can find your results in real time. And I think that's what is the difference between radio shows or TV shows, is that they have to wait for the Nielsen ratings or whatever rating system the next day to see how how well they did and who tuned in. With the internet, we can find out right now, live, in real time.
That's Samantha Najera, CEO of Heartfire Media and co-founder of Bean and Chisme, a live webcast starring her and Nina Duran, former owner and publisher of the bilingual publication La Prensa. When we come back, we'll learn more about the characters that Najera and Duran created in a mall bathroom.
Sam gets her phone, and she just, like, in the voice starts, it's like, hey, everyone, like, I'm little chismosa, little frijolita, and I was like, hi. And, like, that's how those names started. That's how it just was in this bathroom.
That's next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Today, we're talking about Bean and Chisme, a live web show that's ballooned in popularity in San Antonio and beyond. Bean and Chisme's co-creators are Samantha Najera, CEO of Heartfire Media, and Nina Duran, former owner and publisher of the bilingual publication La Prensa. Duran says the popularity of the show is astounding, considering the show only got off the ground a little over a year ago.
And it's kind of crazy because we're still figuring out the baby. We have someone that tracks, you know, when we had the most amount of views live, like our comments, everything. Because the one thing that we've noticed with Bean and Chisme is when you go home and you watch TV or when you watch anything, like we tend to just kind of lean back and enjoy. But what's really cool about Bean and Chisme is people lean in and enjoy. In other words, they lean in and they're like, they're typing, they're responding, they're communicating.
It's
they're
interactive.
Laughing. It's extremely, extremely interactive. And that's the one thing that for 2019 that we really want to perfect is how can we perfect our interaction with them to where it's not just, you know, one of our interns or someone commenting to where we can actually really incorporate them into the show. I think the most we've had per show watching live at one time was, what, a little over 500 people, mm-hmm. which is like really cool. It's like a big theater.
For a live show, yeah.
And have you ever thought of doing like on a stage?
We would love that.
That is the goal. You know, that is the goal, is to get some sort of theater to partner with us or, you know, concert venue or whatever, what have you. And even maybe a comedy club.
Absolutely.
That would just let us have the stage because, girl, you don't know how magic. We just need a little bit of resources.
Exactly. All we need is internet and a stage, and that's it. And that's another thing, too, because a lot of people, they would love to watch live. And we would love to be able to do that. But, I mean, currently, again, I think if people truly saw the behind the scenes of Bean and Chisme, not that they would freak out, but it's like, man, y'all really make magic happen. And it's like, we have to. Like, with something like this, we have to figure it out. It's like, you just turn the camera a little bit that way, and there's, like, a refrigerator, like, a filing cabinet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's why I compare it to Wayne's World. Like, I really do. I don't know if
you're
you
in a basement.
You're in the basement of his mother's house, and that's it. There's a couch, and, like, that's it. And then they get bought out by this huge, you know, sponsor, and then they're, like, in a studio, and it loses the flavor of the original show.
But that is the idea. The idea is to have, like, a home, you know what I mean? Like Sam said, like, we would love to partner, you know, with a local theater or somewhere where we know, like, that we can help each other. It gives us a beautiful platform, a beautiful stage, a home. But at the same time, we can bring in people. And we know we can do this. And so we'll see. And again, it's so crazy because Bean and Chisme just grew exponentially this past year. Like, I don't even think Sam and I saw it happening. And then we released the Hood Rat Fiesta video and, like, forget it.
That was it.
You got chicken on a stick.
You got chicken on a stick.
¿Por qué no? Two margaritas, please.
Two, please.
Well, I want extra tequila in mine. No tienes discount.
No tienes discount.
No tienes descuenta.
That's kind of like the moment, you know, when timing is right, just, and it hits so perfectly. And what was funny is up until that point, had anyone really seen Little Frijolita, Little Chismosa?
No, those characters weren't created until
Right before we started a Hood Rat snack video.
Which one's Frijolita?
Nina
is the Frijolita, and I'm the Chismosa.
Which makes perfect. It just, like, it fits so perfectly, too.
Yep.
And so it was funny. So we were in the bathroom, like, getting ready, you know? And so we're getting into these quote-unquote characters for the first time in the bathroom at Ingram Park Mall. when
Dude,
it happened.
You
that
have
was
such a good
that's
memory.
What I'm saying. That was
yes.
when it happened. We're in the bathroom, and Sam gets her phone, and she just like in the voice starts with like, "Hey everyone, like I'm little chismosa, little frijolita," and I was like, "Hi," and like that's how those names started. That's how it just was in this bathroom, like as we're getting ready.
Yeah, that's so funny. And then, I remember that.
Yeah, and then from then on, you know, we took the pictures. People loved them, and then we had like a throwback Thursday or a show, whatever, and people were submitting their pictures from the 90s because, again, if you grew up in San Antonio and if you lived in the area, if you again, if you were a hood rat, cholo or chola, that's what you did. You went and you took your picture. This girl gives Samantha like a just like a small tiny idea and she'll she'll run with it
over.
And it turns into like this really big awesome thing. And so that's how Little Frijolita and Little Chismosa, we were born in a bathroom at Ingram Park Mall.
That's hilarious. Hey, of all places, Ingram Park Mall in San Antonio, Texas.
I know.
Perfect.
It was so funny. But and then so she had the idea like let's do a Hood Rat Snacks video, right?
With these characters that want to go get some pickles and some chamoy and some raspas, and that was
some hot Cheetos with cheese.
Yeah.
We did that video, and we got a pretty good response from it.
It was kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah. I think with the Fiesta one, as you probably know, like, when you hit things just when the timing is right, oh, man.
Yeah, look, I'm going to find a boyfriend tonight. The shorter the short, the higher the chances of me finding a man tonight. And let me tell you, all you got to do is show him a little piece of your nalga.
A little piece.
And they're in love.
We released this video, and all of a sudden, we went from maybe a couple thousand followers.
Yeah, I
to
think
like,
we had maybe 3,000.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
And then we went to like, I think we hit over 10 at that point.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who are new to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They don't know what a hood rat is. Or maybe, you know, our typical public radio listener might not be familiar with hood rat.
Oh, okay.
Define hood rat for us. And what are these, you know, little cultural things you're talking about?
I'll let you do
the
it.
Pickle, okay. The chamoy. Explain
okay,
that.
Yeah, because it is this very – it's a subculture. And really, it's if you're from the hood, if you're from the barrio, you're from – you know, you're raza. That's mm-hmm. the only way that I can explain it. Mm-hmm. And you – you know, you don't have a lot of money, but you make it work and you make it your own style. And the mm-hmm. style is like the big eyebrows, the hoop earrings, and the crunchy hair.
That's right.
Like, that's what a hood rat is.
Yeah.
And she doesn't give a darn about anything.
About anybody. She wants to know when and where she can get her discount.
And she likes to fight.
Go get your dad. Go tell him he owes your child support. Hey, the whole mind train. She is yours. Yeah, she owes your child support, stupid. She looks just like you, stupid.
Yeah.
She's defensive.
Super, super feisty. Yeah, that's very true. And it's so funny because, you know, like, hood rat, too, where she always says, like, we're miratas, right? And that's the thing. Like, if you think, and it sounds so bad, not that hood rats are rats, but if you think about, like, the rat, and it's funny, I read something on this, too.
Oh, my God.
Girl, they can find their way into anything. Like, a rat can get into a pencil hole, even if
what?
It's, right? So we can figure it out. That's what I'm saying, is we're able to figure it out.
But you know, the crazy thing about being Cheeseman and hood rats is that there are people who make a lot of money who aren't even Hispanic. Mm. They're all colors, shapes, and sizes, and they have a hood rat in them, and they relate to
absolutely.
Us. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, may be at a certain status or whatever and, you know, economically be well off, but in the inside, they like to party. They
for
like
sure.
to eat crazy foods and remember where they came from and all that kind of stuff. It brings back that feeling,
that
those
memory.
Memories.
It's like nostalgic.
It's very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why it hits home for a lot of people, even though, you know, we don't just have Hispanics watching our show.
Right.
They're like, that's just funny. It's
exactly.
just funny for anybody.
And I think, too, a lot of like some people would probably agree, but when you think of like a whole hood rat thing, too, for some people – it was just a phase. It wasn't even that you, like, grew up in the hood or this, even just some of the high schools here. You would see these girls, and there were other girls that are like, I want to be that girl, because there's something about the hood rats where they just have this confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you don't
again,
mess with them.
You just don't care.
Don't do
so it's
it.
Like, oh, my gosh, let me go home and try to do the bangs and try to do the curly. Like, because you wanted to be that, you know? And so I think for a lot of people, too, it's just – it's throwback. It's just memories of like, oh, I remember when I was like 13 years old or 14. And it was like you wanted those pictures and you wanted to look that way. And so and we joke around now. What's really funny about it is people love the hood rats. And I think it's hilarious that Samantha, for example, right, she's owned Heartfire Media for 6 years now.
Yeah,
and, you know, I've been doing my thing. And not that we don't have any, you know, recognition or that we haven't done great things. But, girl, we released the hood rats. And all of a sudden, it's like people know us now.
I say it all the time. Man, I've been working my whole life, you know, got my education and, you know, worked on my career. Mm-hmm. And nobody cared. But the minute I turned into a hood rat, I got all y'all's attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's what worked.
I know. There were even some local TV stations that we'd been knocking on doors for Heartfire, and I think even for Bean and Chisme. And that was another funny thing. It was so hard to get in to meet with, like, the GM of, like, a news station. Again, the hood rats come about, and all of a sudden it's like they're calling us. Like, yes, let's meet. We love what you
guys
do.
We
want to
be a part of it at, you know, in some capacity.
But them not having any idea of your past history in the media.
No, they have no idea. Most people don't know that I own a business or she owned La Prensa. They just, they have no idea.
They don't know that we're single moms. They don't know the whole,
some people think we're hood rats too. That's what's funny. No, like, I'll meet people and they're like, but you don't look anything like the thing. And I'm like the hood rat character. I'm like, because I'm not a hood rat on my, you know, Monday through Friday. Y'all,
like, I just play one real well.
Exactly. But I always say I play it really well because she lives in here, in my heart.
She's inside there. But every now and then she has to come out.
We've been talking with the co-creators of the live web show Bean and Chisme, Nina Duran and Samantha Najera. Duran is former publisher and co-creator of the bilingual publication La Prensa. Najera is the CEO of the creative marketing firm Heartfire Media. Their next webcast is January 30th. You can catch it on Bean and Chisme's Facebook page. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. The show is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Fernando Ortiz Jr. is our editor, and Vince Kong is our digital editor. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Mexican Americans love tacos de asada, guisada, picadillo y vino cheese. Mexican Americans have play sales for funerals and t-shirts, no insurance, so we buy.